The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody out in podcast land, we're going to resurrect a bit we call Track by Track, where we take two albums, can be by the same artist or two albums that were delivered or issued the same year, or some kind of connection between the two albums, and we rank them. Or rate them track by track. So we compare the first song on each album, decide which one we like better. If we both agree, then that one gets a point. It's kind of hard to say sometimes which album's going to be better, because sometimes we think, oh, man, that's going to blow this other album away. But when you go track by track, that may not be the case. So I have a pretty good one this time. I'm a fairly big Beatles fan, so, but I'm more of a fan of the middle era, you know, not the beginning, She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, or the weird drugged out psychedelic stuff later in their career. I'm more of a fan of when they were at the height of their powers, when they were doing Revolver, Rubber Soul, Sgt. Pepper, those albums there, right in the mid-60s. So for this bit, I've picked Revolver and Rubber Soul.
So this ought to be interesting. Didn't they come out back-to-back?
Yeah, they were one right after the other. They were 64 and 65. Or maybe or both in 65, something like that, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, and they both have 14 songs on them, so we can easily go track by track and rate which one's better. Now, there's always a big controversy around, you know, is Sgt. Pepper the best album ever, much less by the Beatles. I like both of these albums better than I like Sgt. Pepper, so.
No way.
Way.
Okay.
No way.
Wow. So, hey.
Yeah, Sgt. Pepper, you start to hear some of the breakup of the Beatles in that album, and I'm just, there's more great songs on these albums.
Yoko's not singing on Sgt. Pepper, is she?
I don't think so. I think that's about when the whole Yoko thing started. I don't think she, John wasn't there for a lot of Sgt. Pepper. Because he was with Yoko a lot of the time, so.
Or he was with that other, didn't he dump Yoko and go out with another girl for a while? Another Asian woman. I don't remember the whole story.
Some woman in California. He stayed out there for a while.
But. A much better looking woman, I might add.
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah. I think you're a much better looking woman than Yoko.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go down track by track. With Revolver versus Rubber Soul. You think you're ready?
I believe I am. Hey, was Mick Jagger the singer of the Beatles?
No, he was not.
Okay. All right.
This is going to be bad if that was your first question.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to go. The first song I give you each time will be from Revolver, and the second song will be from Rubber Soul. So here you go. First song is Taxman versus Drive My Car.
For me, it's got to be Taxman.
Yep. Yep, me too.
We agree?
Yep, we agree on that one. So Revolver gets 1 point.
All right.
Second song, Eleanor Rigby, which is one of only two Beatles songs that no Beatle plays an instrument on.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay.
That and she's Leaving Home from Sgt. Pepper. No Beatle plays on. They're all orchestrations.
Okay.
So we have Eleanor Rigby versus Norwegian Wood.
Ooh, tough one. But I love Eleanor Rigby, so I got to vote for Eleanor Rigby.
I do too. I love the picture you get when he's singing the words. You know, the Eleanor Rigby dies and the priest buries her. Nobody was at the grave, and it's just a sad, sad song. It's wow, that's deep.
I remember studying that in like middle school or something like that. We wrote the words out and discussed it in class. Yeah.
And Norwegian Wood's about a boner, so
yeah,
I don't know.
No boner songs in this show.
Yeah.
No long stick goes boom, huh?
Not this week.
Okay.
Okay, song number three from Revolver is I'm Only Sleeping, a John Lennon song, versus You Won't See Me.
I'm not that familiar with either one. I'm going to go with the second one.
You Won't See Me?
You Won't See Me.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. It's got a great harmony in the chorus. Just really good song. I'm Only Sleeping is just kind of a slow, complaining song by John. Ugh.
Okay. Hey, we're right on par. Yeah. We're both agreeing on everything so far.
Yep, so far Revolver has two, Rubber Soul has one.
This is a miracle so far.
All right, the fourth song from Revolver is Love You Too, which is a George Harrison song, and Nowhere Man.
Easy one, Nowhere Man.
Absolutely. Another great harmony song.
Rubber Soul is coming back.
Yep, 2-2 right now. So this next one is really easy for me because it's one of my favorite songs all time, not just by the Beatles, but Here, There, and Everywhere off of Revolver, and Think for Yourself, another George Harrison song on Rubber Soul.
I'm going to go with Think for Yourself.
Nope, that is the wrong answer. Wrong answer.
I'm sorry.
Here, There, and Everywhere is one of the best songs ever.
Ever?
So, ever.
Wow.
Way better than Long Stick Goes Boom.
Or Smelly Nelly?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, their play on words in that song is awesome. And the melody's great. It's just a great song.
Okay.
The next song here from Revolver is Yellow Submarine versus The Word off Rubber Soul.
We all live in the Yellow Submarine. It's stupid, but I like that song.
Yeah, it's one they put together or that Ringo brought. He thought, I like that octopus song.
And we'll make a movie about it.
Yeah.
Are you picking Yellow Submarine too?
Yeah, I don't really like The Word much. You know, say the word is love. No, I'll go with Yellow Submarine. One thing, my daughter and I went to like this Beatles thing called Abbey Road on the River, where they had all Beatles tribute bands, all different kinds. And one of the bands was from Japan, and apparently they spoke no English. But the songs they played were note perfect. Mm. It was unbelievable. And they did Yellow Submarine with all the sounds and sound effects. They were incredible. I wish I remembered their name, but they were note perfect. And it was unbelievable. And every time I hear Yellow Submarine, I think about that. It was just awesome.
Yeah, there's a band, tribute band out here called the Fab Four. I've seen them. They're pretty damn good, too. When you start, they start the show, they look like the 63 Beatles.
Yeah.
And they play all that stuff, and then they do a little set change, and their hair changes. And by the end, they have the super long hair. They have the whole look, and they sound just like them. It's awesome.
That's cool.
It's like a two-hour show.
I saw a group at the Grand not long ago called the Fab Foe, which is they...
What is that, a Vietnamese noodle band? Faux sure.
It's Will Lee from the David Letterman band.
Right.
He's a bass player. He kind of put this together, and they were amazing. They don't dress up like them or anything like that, but their instrumentation is awesome. So if you can ever see the Fab Foe, check them out.
Well, those guys, those studio cats are like top-notch.
Oh, they're unbelievable. Okay, so we're now three songs for Revolver, two for Rubber Soul.
Okay.
So the next song is She Said, She Said from Revolver. For Rubber Soul is Michelle.
Michelle. I'm going to go with Michelle.
Yep. Yeah, me too. This She Said, She Said is the one where I know what it's like to be dead. You know, and that kind of blew John Lennon's mind when somebody at a party told him that. And he thought, well, I got to put that in a song. So he did.
Now, what's the French part in Michelle? What is he saying? Do you know?
No. I should get my daughter to tell me because she knows.
Oh, she knows French?
She's taking French. She's in French 4 right now.
So. Oh, well, she's in French 4. She needs to come over here and tell us what the hell they're singing.
All right. I'll report back to you.
All right. Good. Thank you. And
also
Games Without Frontiers by Peter Gabriel. What the hell they singing in French there? She has two assignments now.
Okay, I'll let her know.
All right.
You can listen to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show on the following phone apps and websites: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Player FM. All past episodes can be found on these sites as well. Please mark the show as a favorite so you don't miss an episode.
Liv came in.
Hi, Liv.
It's okay. Yeah, I need some pie.
Yeah, we have also some French homework for you.
Yeah, you need to, come here. Mark has a question for you.
Well, it's not a question, but we're going to give you some homework. We're going to give you some lyrics from two songs, and they're in French, and you have to decode them for us and tell us later what they mean.
Okay. There's a Beatles song, Michelle. Okay. We need to know what they're saying. There's a French part in the chorus. Okay. And then what was the other song?
Games Without Frontiers by Peter Gabriel.
Games Without Frontiers.
And we expect it to be done in 30 seconds. Go.
After a piece of pie.
You can get your own
pie. I'm working.
Me too.
Okay. Fine.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show is 100% free. The hosts of the show make absolutely nothing for doing the show. It's done for the love of the music they grew up with.
Here comes Liv. She might have a report.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I forgot what one of the songs was.
Michelle by the Beatles.
Well, I got that one.
Yeah, what's that say right there?
It says, are the words that go well together. Or, like, that are very good together.
Okay, so, Michelle, ma belle, sont les mots qui vont très bien ensemble.
And that's, in English means?
Are the words that go good together, or very good, very well.
So he says it earlier, these are the words that go together
well. Oh, and then he says it in French. You know what's amazing? Your daughter and your wife have the same voice.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Mom did That's some weird. Recordings for him the other day. Okay, so the other one was
Games Without Frontiers by Peter Gabriel. Boy, I didn't think she'd come back this fast. And she didn't bring you pie.
Oh,
Games Without Frontiers.
Yeah.
Is what that is. Jeux sans frontières.
Which is?
Games Without Frontiers.
Oh, he's just saying games. Okay, well, pff.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, but you're going to look like a super genius next time you bring that up.
I don't know about that. You've seen me before. Do I look like a super genius?
No.
Exactly.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Next time, bring pie for the both of us.
I don't know how to get pie to California, but I can work on that.
There's this new thing called the Postal Service.
But for pie?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay, well, never mind.
Okay, bye.
If you like the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, then please go over and check out Hard Rock Arena Radio, which can be heard online at Shoutcast, Radio.net, Radionomy, Streama, and hundreds of other online sites. We play the music we talk about on the Hard Rocking Trivia Show.
Okay, the next song from Revolver, Good Day Sunshine, and What Goes On from Rubber Soul.
I'm going with Good Day Sunshine.
Yep, me too. That is a very happy, uplifting song.
For the win. So what's the total so far?
Right now, Revolver has 4, Rubber Soul has 3.
Ooh, it's a close one.
I won't be surprised if this is tied because these are 2 awesome albums. All right, the next song off of Revolver is And Your Bird Can Sing, and Rubber Soul is Girl.
2 songs I'm not that familiar with. I'll go with Girl.
Nope, that's the wrong answer, too. And Your Bird Can Sing. Girl drives me crazy because he does that, girl, that whole inhale thing. It's supposed to be like a drug reference and all that, but no thanks.
Drug reference in Beatles songs? What?
I know it's surprising. I know. Especially in this part of their career.
Okay.
Okay, the next song off of Revolver is For No One. Versus I'm Looking Through You.
I'll go with I'm Looking Through You.
Yep. Yeah, I like that song too. Though For No One's a great song too, but
I got that one right. Yes.
Yeah, you got that one right. Okay. That's good.
All right.
All right. Next song. Speaking of a drug reference, Dr. Robert versus In My Life.
I got to go with In My Life.
Yep, that is correct. That was the song I danced with my daughter at her wedding.
Really?
Oh, she's a bigger Beatles fan than I am, so.
Are you the blame for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She took it and ran with it when she found out she liked them. So she She got really into him.
She obsessed.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so Rubber Soul has taken the lead. It's now 5-4.
Ooh, and what track number are we on?
We are on number 1, 2, 3, 4. We are on number 12. Okay. There are 14 on each album.
Alrighty.
Okay, the next one, I Want to Tell You versus Wait.
I'll go with I Want to Tell You.
Yep, that is correct.
We're tied now, aren't we?
Yes, it's 5-5, that's right.
With how
two
many?
Two more songs left.
Ooh, okay, here we go.
All right, this one should be a pretty easy one. Got to Get You Into My Life on Revolver versus If I Needed Someone.
Got to Get You Into My Life. I'm voting for that one.
Yep, that is the right answer.
All right. Revolver back on top with one song left.
6-5. All right, the next one is Tomorrow Never Knows versus Run For Your Life.
I'll go with Run For Your Life.
That is correct. Tomorrow Never Knows is too weird and freaky, but man, it's a tie.
You called it. You said it would probably be a tie.
Yeah, it should be a tie. Both these albums are amazing. Not into the Beatles and you want to get into them at all, check out one of these two albums, Revolver or Rubber Soul. And it's almost, you know, most bands would kill to have an album like any of these where, you know, this could be a greatest hits album.
So what our fans need to do is go out and buy both of them.
Both of them, yeah. You know, you can listen to Sgt. Pepper if you want to, and if you have the time, listen to A Day in the Life, you know, which everybody says is the greatest song ever. But I would vote for most of these songs over that.
Wow. I love A Day in the Life.
I do, too. It's a great song, but, you know, there's a lot to it. I like the more, I don't know, the Here, There, and Everywhere is just, like, the perfect song to me.
Wow. Okay. Good to know. A Beatles freak has enlightened all of us, so I'm going to have to go back and revisit these albums. I haven't listened to them in quite a while, but I do have them.
I listen to them at work a lot, and I'm just doing mindless work, and, you know, I'll put these two albums on shuffle, and because they're so close together, and they were in the same frame of mind for a lot of these songs, and they're awesome.
Are you doing what I'm doing, working from home, or are you actually going in?
No, I work from home now.
Okay, so you're basically listening to music and working on the computer.
Yep.
Yeah, we're kind of doing the same thing. Completely different jobs, but we're doing the same thing.
Yeah, I think just about everybody is these days.
Oh.
Ugh.
I know. I'm getting sick of staring at the screen all day. Sometimes I just have to walk around.
I got this may prompt me to get a new chair for my office because it's brutal on my butt.
That is way too much information.
Yeah, way, way more than anybody needed to know.
Maybe we can get somebody, like a sponsor from Preparation H. or some kind of chair company.
Yeah, a chair company better. I don't have the roid thing.
Well, if you'd have stuck with that old chair, you might.
Yeah, I might. Jeez.
Okay, on that note, buy the two Beatles album and some Prep H.
Exactly.
All right.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right there, boys and girls in podcast land. Time for a little 6 and 30 where we play 6 songs in 30 seconds. And you have to give us the band or the title of the song. This week, I'm going to make Danny. He has to give me the band. You don't have to give me the title of the song. Just give me the band and these 6 clips. Play along in the car, playing along in your mom's basement, wherever you're at, on the job. Play along. See if you can get 6 for 6 with me, and Danny's going to try to get the other 6. They're running.
Just the name of the band.
Just give me the name of the band. And the running theme is all of these songs have the word shake in them.
Wow. Okay.
You're going to give me the bands.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Thank you.
The word shake is in every one of these songs, and you have to give me the band. This one's a little tougher, huh?
Yeah, it is. I think I got all of them, but the third one. And number two might be... Let me go through it again.
Okay. All right, Danny, you've heard all six twice.
All right. I think I have five of them.
Okay.
Number one was definitely The Cars.
Yes. What's the name of the song?
Shake It Up.
Yep.
Shake It Up. The second one was Whitesnake.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
But you're real close.
Yeah.
The name of the song is Shake My Tree, but it's not Whitesnake. It is Coverdale Page.
Okay. I knew that was David Coverdale singing.
Yeah.
Number three, I have no clue. I don't know that I've heard that song.
Name of the song is Shake It by Coney Hatch.
Yeah, you and your Canadian bands. Number four, definitely KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yep.
Number five was Cinderella.
Yep. Shake me. Oh, yeah.
And the last one, I think it's Shake and Tumble by Jet Boy.
No, incorrect.
It's not Jet Boy, huh?
No.
I'm not sure who it is then.
It's a band you've seen at M3, Firehouse. Shake and Tumble. So you got three out of six. Great baseball percentage, crappy percentage on 6 and 30.
Right. That blows. Oof. Well,
you should be embarrassed.
Now it's your turn, and I'll be surprised if you get two of these.
Oh, well, crap. Okay.
If you get more than two, you'll be doing good.
All right. Yep. What's the running theme?
The theme of this is artist whose first name is John.
Okay. All John. So I have to give you the artist and the song, or...
Yeah, if you can give me the song, that'll be a bonus. You just give me the artist.
All right, here we go. Play along. God, that sounds so familiar. Okay, I think I got three of them for sure.
All right.
A couple of them, I don't know. And one of them sounded cool, but I'm thinking, who the hell's that? All right, let me play this again. Okay.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool songs.
Okay, hold on. What is that? I've been waiting for the sunrise. I wipe the dust from my eyes. Man, that last one is familiar. I can't place it. Okay.
All right.
Number one. I have no idea what number one is. Not even a clue. And it's a John something.
Yeah, that is right. I gave you that much.
I don't know. I've no.
Oh, that's John Fannin.
Oh, crap. John Fannin from New England.
That is right.
Damn it.
The song called Just Me and You.
Damn. I listened to that album like 2 weeks ago. Son of a...
Yeah, it's a great album. Really good.
Yeah, number two is John Sykes. Please don't leave me with Phil and not singing.
That is correct.
Number three is John Cougar Mellencamp with ROCK in the USA.
Yep.
Number four is John Waite and Missing You.
That is correct.
Five sounds badass, but I have no idea. Not a...
That is a killer song. The song's called This Is My Rifle by John Five.
Damn it. That's something really cool.
Oh, yeah. The whole song just killers. Killer song. That album is great. But
and number six is really familiar, but I can't place it.
The song's called Face the Truth. A guy from Europe.
John Norum.
That is correct.
So I got three.
So we tied again. We tied in our suckness.
Three. So, yeah, we are 6 for 12.
Well, these were tough. I hope our fans did a little better than that.
Either that or they left us in droves.
Yeah. Like, idiots.
That was a good one, man. John Norum's like, man, I've heard that. Because isn't on that particular John Norum song, isn't Glenn Hughes singing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's why the voice went. And I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. It's such a good song, man.
Wow. Damn it. Okay, well, I'm bummed out that I lost because I thought I had a shot there when you only got three.
But we tied, so
yeah,
you didn't win, so.
Yeah, that's why I'm bummed out now.
I guess if you ain't first, you're last.
I am, and I'm last. All right, on that note, we're both losers, and have a good night.